You're listening to SBS News.
Social distancing has been one of Australia's main weapons in fighting COVID-19. The federal government is now preparing to add a new contact tracing app to its arsenal. Paul Fletcher is the Minister for Cyber Safety.
You would need a significant portion of the population to take it up. If that did happen, it could be a very effective tool.
The smartphone application is still in development and the National Cabinet is yet to authorise its use. The government is liaising with Singapore, which implemented similar software in March. Phones with the tracing app continuously send and receive so-called Bluetooth beacon signals. These signals detect when a user's phone is near another phone with the app installed and track those encounters. If an app user is diagnosed with COVID-19, contact tracers can request that data and use it to alert people who had close contact for 15 minutes or more and are at risk of infection. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Nick Coatsworth says the software could make a sizeable difference to Australia's coronavirus response.
The app will offer an enhanced capability for case detection and interruption of those transmission chains. And with any sort of infectious disease, that's our fundamental weapon at the moment in the absence of a vaccine.
Australia's government will need a much higher proportion of Australians to download its app and allow authorities to gather their data for it to be effective. That is some asking the question, how far is too far, when it comes to the use of government surveillance in fighting the virus? Fergus Hansen is Director of Cyber Policy at the International Strategic Policy Institute and explains there are still many questions about how the Australian app will manage its data.
Unfortunately, there's a long track record of designing these types of technologies in a way that's focused around the bureaucracies rather than the citizens. The risks are around how it's set up. So will the data endure? Will it live on past the COVID-19 crisis and be used for other purposes?
Privacy advocates are also asking for clear limitations to be put in place. Lizzie O'Shea is the chair of Digital Rights Watch.
That means putting time limits on the kind of use of this technology, but also other limits to avoid it becoming a default tool for surveillance. We're going to need the government to work harder to demonstrate that this is going to be useful, this is going to be limited to the purposes of public health, and not be a form of surveillance through the back door.
The Attorney General is looking into those privacy concerns, and Minister Fletcher says the government will only proceed with the opt-in app if it gets community backing.
A decision would only be taken if the government were satisfied as to the privacy safeguards and as to there being community understanding and support about the benefits this tool could provide and the basis on which people would use it.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Naveen Razik, SBS News.